Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium, now joined by Shorebirds outfielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. Enrique, you've been at this level of baseball for about a week now. How would you describe the first week of actions going for you so far?
I think it's been fun. I'm having fun meeting all the guys, getting to know them, learning how things are handled over here, and just being a part of the group.
What's your biggest takeaway going from high-level college baseball to here? It's been obviously very brief for you here at the pro level so far, but ultimately, what's the big takeaways for you?
I think it's all pretty different, but at the same time, every experience I've ever had in college in that setting has really prepared me for what I'm experiencing right now. So I'm pretty much using everything that I've experienced to kind of build my routines and what I'm doing, while also keeping a very open mind to learning more things in professional baseball.
What are some things you've learned at this level through the first few days here?
I think it's a very broad terms or like a question, just because you can learn things at every level, and things are always different. They're similar, but they're still different. So just being able to catch up to this game speed and really get familiar with how things are done and learn some new things that are going to be able to prepare me for 5 years down the road. So I think those are probably the biggest ways I look at them.
It seems like for a guy like you, it's all come pretty fast, you know, from the draft process or finishing up your college season, going to the draft, and then getting here, signing your contract. What has that last month been like for you to get to this point?
It's been a lot of moving parts, but it's been fun. I knew what the process was going to be like signing up for it. I've been looking forward to this part of my career and my life for a little while now. So just being able to get my feet in the door and kind of get accustomed to it is a nice feeling. Just taking it day by day and not really focusing about the long term, but just figuring out how to get better every day has been my thought process and what I'm really enjoying the most.
Let's talk about your game a little bit. Of course, the big attribute that you contain is the speed that you bring to the ballpark every day. And having that kind of speed you can use in the outfield on the base paths, how much of an advantage, in your words, has it been for you in your baseball career?
I think it's always been something that I've been able to play to my strengths. And just because it is something that I feel like creates a lot of pressure, especially for the opponent. And you can always use that to help your game. You know, some days you're not going to have the best day in the box. You draw a walk, you can steal a couple bases, you can create some problems for the defense. So just being able to use my speed in that aspect has really helped my game come a long way. And then defensively, I feel like it's been able to really take my game on defense to the next level and prepare me for playing in a bigger ballpark, a bigger field. Some guys who can really swing the bat well. It's going to give me the freedom to go out there and have some fun and just try and do my best every day. So I feel like my speed has definitely been an impact in my game.
You talked about kind of causing problems on the base pass. Do you sense that when you get your leadoff first base and you watch the opposing pitcher, maybe the deer in headlights look sometimes when you know you got a guy like you on base who could take one at any moment?
I wouldn't say it's mostly a look. I just think it's the presence of me just being out there and knowing what I'm capable of that probably creates the most problems for opponents. But when I'm out there, I'm not really focused on what they're trying to do. I have a great idea of what they're capable of doing on defense and how they're going to try and stop me. So it's a matter of just me doing what I know how to do and focusing on that. And if I do that, I'll be great.
You're 10 for 10 stealing bases with the Shorebirds so far, and you've done it in a short amount of time. But ultimately, trying to steal bases, is that something you kind of look to do every time you get aboard? Is that something you kind of feel out when you look at the other pitcher going against right now?
I want to go every time. I don't really care who's on the mound or what's going on, but I'm going to try and run as much as I can, just because this is, again, going to prepare me to do it at higher levels. And you know, the goal is to do it at a big league level. I think we all know that. So getting practice reps here every day is you can't take any more real life stuff than that.
It's good to have the speed that you have in the outfield, but to also have the great presence, or I guess the great comfortability that you seem to have playing center field just about every day. How confident are you that you can kind of catch anything that comes your direction?
I'm pretty confident. I kind of always tell myself, if you're going to hit it towards me, you got to make sure you get it out of the park or you hit on the ground, because there's a great chance that I might be there to be able to make the play. And that's just something that, you know, every day for the past 3 years at Vanderbilt, I've kind of trained myself to learn new things and work in a more efficient manner. And I'm taking live reads and batting practice, but I'm not just kind of shagging. I'm more so, it's like a power shag where I'm getting good reads, I'm moving positions. That's how you ultimately test what you can and can't do. So I feel like being able to do that over a period of 3 years has really been able to help me grow out there and take that part of my game to the next level.
We're talking with outfielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. Before I let you go, I talked to Matthew Etzel just yesterday, and he says you two have a little competition going with the stolen bases, because he's got quite a few to this point, but you have the edge on him right now. How did this bet come to be, and is there anything on the line here?
There's nothing on the line. It's more so friendly competition. Etz just told me he was going to outrun me. But if he keeps hitting doubles and home runs, I don't think he's going to have that opportunity to outrun me. But it's just it's a competition he actually brought to the table, and I've kind of just taken it by chance. And it's just some fun, friendly banter between the two of us. He's a great player, and he's proven that he can play baseball at a high level here. And he's just having fun, so I guess it's more so just fun.
What percent chance do you give him of beating you?
Probably zero. This is that's my game out there, and you know, hopefully I can get on base so he can keep driving me in. But that's a goal for me. I plan to beat him.
Enrique, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Outfielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. will take a break and come back with lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.